Start tonight with the word atonement. The word atonement. Here's a definition for the word. Atonement is defined as the reconciliation of God and mankind through the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. When we talk about the atonement of Christ, and often it's referred to as the substitutionary atonement of Christ, we are referring to the fact that there was a redemptive sacrifice of Christ. We're literally talking about the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Are you there in Romans 5? Look at verse 6. Notice what the Bible says. For when we were yet without strength, what does that mean? That means that we did not have the ability, the capability to do what needed to be done. And look, when you start talking about these basic things about salvation, you'll start doing away with a lot of the heresy out there. People say, oh, you got to work your way to heaven. Well, the problem is you were without strength. You were unable to do what needed to be done. He says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Notice verse 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Atonement is a word that is referring to the redemptive sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, in the Old Testament, we won't take the time to do it, but they would have a day of atonement when a sacrifice was killed and the picture of Christ was foreshadowed in a symbolic form in the Old Testament. Now, what does it mean when we talk about the atonement, the redemptive sacrifice of Christ? Exactly what do we mean by that and what does that entail? Well, two things. First of all, it means that we are sinners and our sin needs to be paid for. Last week, we talked about the fact that there was this thing called the fall of man. We learned about Adam and Eve and the things that took place in regards to sin entering into the world. Romans 5 and verse 12 says this, wherefore, as by one man, this is referring to Adam, sin entered into the world. We talked about this last week, how Eve was deceived and Adam was disobedient. And as a result, sin entered into the world. And the result of the fall of man was this, the Bible says sin entered into the world and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. See, the truth of the matter is this, that when Adam sinned, he passed down his sin nature to all of us. We were born sinners because we were born with a sin nature. Last week we learned about the fall of man and the result of this. The result is death. But we need to understand that sin was passed down through mankind, through the nature of Adam. We are all sinners and our sin needs to be paid for. And again, because we're kind of digging into it a little bit and looking at it through a theological lens, I want to make sure you understand this, because there are doctrines out there that talk about original sin or talk about Adam's sins and talk about the fact that Adam's sin has been passed down to us. And that is a Catholic doctrine that is simply not true. The Bible says that God will never hold you accountable for somebody else's sins. We are not, when you're born, you're not held accountable for the sins of Adam. There's no such thing as original sin that is passed down to every human being. The truth of the matter is that what's passed down is not sin, but it is the sin nature. It is the nature and the ability. The thing that causes us to sin is the flesh that we were born in. And the truth is this, that you are not a sinner because you sin. You sin because you're a sinner. You were born with a sin nature. You were born with a nature that is prone to sin, with a flesh that will sin. This is what the Bible says when it says, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Notice, and so death passed upon all men. What passed upon all men? Not sin, not Adam's sin, not original sin. God will never judge you for somebody else's sin. What was passed down? Death was passed down because of the sin nature. You were born and you immediately began the process of dying.